Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Government involvement in the economy. Government involvement in what, Todd, is the big debate yesterday that we learned about.
Well, surveillance, security, wiretapping, call it what you want, national security, anti-terrorism. You remember the Patriot Act, right?
Sure.
Well, parts of it have to be extended. They expire just at the end of the month here on February 28th or March 1st. So on the House floor last night, extensions to some key parts of the Patriot Act, things like roving wiretaps. John, nobody sits around on a landline in a house anymore and makes bad phone calls. They use cell phones. They move around. They throw away phones. They get new phones. Roving wiretaps allow government agents to follow the person, not the line. So that was part of the Patriot Act.
Now, you know this because you spend a lot of time with terrorists who were using their cell phones.
I know this because the roving wiretap provision is up for renewal,
right.
So I looked it up to understand exactly what it is. Do a lot of that when you're a generalist in Washington. The government, you've heard about the government's ability to subpoena library records, movie rental records. Those things are controversial. That's part of the Patriot Act, and that has to be renewed as well. There's a lone wolf provision. Lone wolves are people who sort of independent actors. They're not necessarily part of a broader terrorist organization. An Al-Qaeda or something like that, but the government still wants to be able to follow people who they think are lone wolves or lone actors. All of these things have to be renewed, and usually things like this are pretty easy.
But the Tea Party is against this. Tea Party doesn't like this.
Well, not all the Tea Party, and here's what got interesting on the House floor last night. The GOP leadership put this renewal on the floor under a procedure that you usually reserve for non-controversial legislation. You know it's going to pass, so you use this special procedure where you need two-thirds of the House to pass it because you know you have the votes. Well, guess what? They didn't, and the bill failed.
Wow.
Largely because of a mini-revolt by Tea Party Republicans. And the interesting thing about it, there were 26 Republicans who voted against this renewal of parts of the Patriot Act last night. About 10 of them were Tea Party-affiliated Republicans who sort of came out of nowhere and scuttled this bill. It was really the first show of force in a tangible way that scuttled a bill by these new Tea Party freshmen and some of their older colleagues who are sort of feeling the conservative juice now that they're in power. It was an interesting moment.
Well, this is what we're seeing as a theme in Washington, and you're talking about surveillance there, but we could also say, Luis Dori, that in some sense the new House of Representatives is taking a look at all of the financial regulations that were passed. Are you seeing a sense of, hey, wait a minute, on a lot of financial regulations that we thought were solid?
Absolutely. You know, as soon as a lot of Republicans were elected in November, they started talking about which ones they might try to peel back. Some of the things they're talking about are, the Consumer Protection Agency, which is supposed to really make sure that there aren't such complicated products that end up ripping people off.
That's Elizabeth Warren.
That's Elizabeth Warren's bureau. Well, there's some people who have talked about, let's take that outside the Fed, put it on its own, where Congress will have more power over it and could weaken it. They're, defunding some of the things that the SEC and CFTC are supposed to do on derivatives and different measures. And so there is a look. And one congressman, Daryl Issa, has actually asked industry to tell him what regulations they think hinder jobs. What regulations do they not like? So he can look at which ones to get rid of. So there is a push on this.
Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times, Louise Story. Thanks so much. Todd Zwillig, tell Daryl Issa that I don't like paying income tax, okay?
I'm sure he'll get right on it.
Tell the Secretary of Education my son doesn't like taking tests. So.
There we go.
He'll get right on that, too.
Thanks, Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent.